Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. What a productive monsoon season this has been, at least for those living around the Hacienda de Buckmaster area. It's been beautiful. Four straight days of afternoon rain, and I really haven't had to do any outside watering, which is nice for a change. Hope you're having a very good day so far. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and the radio station kvoi.com website as well. You can hear our programs on three different venues anytime, anywhere in the world: buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, tucsonsentinel.com. Show is posted usually by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We are live noon to 1 each weekday, and we'll get things rolling this Tuesday afternoon with our conversation with Allie Miller, one of four Republicans hoping to win the upcoming primary in Pima County's supervisorial district number 1. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will be with us with the Tuesday Money Maker Report. The markets had maybe three kind of bad days, not quite sure how it all ended up, but I think it was a bit down. 30 minutes past the hour, consumer contributor for our show, Tom Collier, joins us. We're going to close out the program with a candidate conversation with Victoria Steele. Ms. Steele is a legislative candidate in District 9, and we encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us with a comment or a question on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. And our wonderful producer, Rosemary Brandt, will be monitoring our Facebook page during the interview and during the show. So if any questions come in, we can get those on the air as well. Let's begin now with Allie Miller. Allie is one of the four Republican candidates in the supervisorial district number 1. We talked, we will talk with Mike Helen on Thursday. Stuart McDaniel will be with us on Monday. And last week, we had Vic Williams on the show. Allie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you.
Well,
thanks
we had,
for having me on.
We talked with you a month or so ago when the campaign was just kind of starting to heat up. And now here we are, really early voting beginning, I think, in about a week.
Yeah, August 2nd, the early ballots go out. So it's we're getting down to the wire. So we're working hard, and we're out there in the community. I was out at a coffee this morning with a group of gentlemen, and we had a wonderful conversation and just getting to know more and more people.
Yeah, this is your first run at political office, your first taste of the political campaigning. What's been the defining issue for you in the campaign so far?
Well, what do you mean, what got me involved?
Well, what got you involved, and what has that emerged, that issue, as you've gotten into this, or is there something else that's kind of taken the forefront?
Well, what got me involved, obviously, was the lack of accountability in the county government, and with Rio Nuevo was something that I got very involved in. And then as we've gone forward, it's been a real learning experience, a first-time candidate, that it is not as easy as I thought it would be. It is very difficult raising the money and just getting out there and putting yourself out there, meeting people, and having to deal with some of the antics that go on, sign theft and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I understand people have been stealing your signs.
Yes, I've lost $2,000 to $3,000 worth of signs. Ooh. Which is very disappointing, because this money comes from donations that people have given my campaign. And if anyone, you know, sees anyone doing this, they need to report it to the police, because there is a fine. It's a $750 fine. No one should be removing anyone's signs. And, you know, that is, you know, I find this just amazing that we're at this level in a Board of Supervisor campaign or any kind of a campaign. I didn't even see this when I was in high school.
Yeah, it's a low blow. Allie Miller is with us, a Republican, one of the four Republicans in the upcoming primary, early voting starting in about a week or so. Allie, set the record straight. Is there anything that's been said about you in the campaign by any of your opponents or in the media that you really would like to kind of set the record straight right here and now?
Well, the one thing that came out, there was an interview that was posted in the Tucson Weekly, and Jim Nintzel called me for a comment on it. I was unable to get back to him, and he did some quotes that I did, you know, were not accurate. I am in the process of exploring this HERF funds. And
Highway user funds.
Yes, yeah. The road money that mm-hmm. is supposed to be used for repairs. And end of the day, I didn't appreciate him doing that article without consulting with me, but he did it. And, you know, there's not a lot you can do about it. You just move on. And I will continue doing my homework on things and making sure that I'm bringing the most accurate data to the people. And I am in the process of doing a full accounting of that money and where it's gone. So what I found so far is there's a lot of that money that has been used for uses other than fixing the roads. They're using it for paying bonds, paying off bonds for capital projects, which it should not be used for. And there's other things that I'm finding, but I'm not through with a complete analysis on that. But the one thing that the people of this community, they don't need a calculator. They don't need a spreadsheet. All they have to do is drive down the road, and we all know the condition of the roads. So I think it's pretty obvious that the money has not been getting to where it's supposed to be going.
Yeah, I'll tell you who's getting rich on this, the people that fix the alignment and the auto repair shops with our roads in this horrible condition. The, you know, the new tires or car wildly out of alignment.
I had to go and have my car aligned. I drive down a terrible road, which is Thornydale Road, and I consider this a public safety hazard. I take it very, very seriously. And last week when I was on another show, the John C. Scott told me that the city of Tucson just had to pay $60,000. They settled out of court to a gentleman on a motorcycle who hit one of those big, huge holes. And
big pothole.
Yes, and that $10 million that supposedly is going to fix the roads, well, I can tell you out of my area that, and I have pictures posted, they filled it with shovels full of tar. And now the chunks of tar, not only do we have to deal with the holes that have gotten bigger, we have to deal with, we're getting out of our cars, taking the chunks of tar and throwing them off the road. Mm. So it is not a good fix, and we need to, you know, get down to the basics and take care of what the needs of the community are. And this is a very serious issue, in my opinion.
Well, it is time to vote here with the early voting. And so when folks look at the four candidates, why should they give you their vote?
Well, I believe it's my experience. I have a background in aerospace and in the semiconductor industry. And as part of that experience, I had to manage projects, financial projects, and they were government projects, and you had to do financial reporting monthly, and you had to manage the cost and the schedules on those projects. And if you were going to overrun, you darn well better report to management that that was going to be happening, and you better have a recovery plan. What I see here in the county, the courthouse is the perfect example. They moved $23 million out of the general fund over to fund a capital project that is overrun by 100% at this point, and then we're only going to end up with a shell of a courthouse. And I don't think the taxpayers knew they were going to get a shell of a courthouse for that $76 million that was bonded. So those are the kinds of things that I think I bring to the table, that and just being able to communicate with industries like the high-tech industry and bring jobs into the community. This is something that I feel is sorely lacking in our county, is that we do not have people actively seeking out those companies that are looking to move or relocate. And we need to be out there working hard and tackling them before someone else does and gets them to go to their community and convince them that this is the place they want to come to do business. And, you know, as part of that, we need to clean up our medians, get the roads, the infrastructure fixed up to make sure that they find this an attractive place to do business.
Allie Miller is with us, Republican running for Pima County Supervisor in District 1. And District 1 is a pretty wide-reaching district, isn't it? Of course, it covers the Catalina foothills, but goes up to all the way up to Catalina?
It goes up to Catalina. It goes to the Pinal County line on the north, and on the south is River Road. And there are are three precincts on the west side of the freeway in Marana. And then it goes all the way over to Melpomene Road, just past Houghton Road. So it is a very large district. All five districts are about equal in population, about 196,000 to 200,000 in each of them.
You have spoken with many, many groups, haven't you, over the last couple of months. What's the number one issue that the people, if what emerges as the number one issue that is on folks' mind, their minds, excuse me?
The biggest thing that I hear from people is that they have no trust or faith in what is going on in our county government. They don't believe what they're being told. We've been sold up the river time after time. This courthouse is a good example. We've been told that roads are going to be fixed. We've been told that we're going to do all of these road projects, and they don't happen. And people are very, very frustrated. And you have seniors on fixed incomes. They can't afford to continue having their taxes increased. And what we need to do is start looking at ways to save money. How can we work together? Another frustration is not working with our neighbors like Marana, Oral Valley, not playing nice in the sandbox. It appears to be almost like a vendetta against these communities that are being successful from Pima County. I don't know what is going on there, if it's egos or what it is, but we need to rise above that and start working together.
Ellie, can you take a quick call here? Slip your headset on, and Lauren is going to join us now on the Buckmaster Show. Lauren, quickly running out of time, what's your comment or question?
Certainly, thank you. Very fast. You hit a hot button word. There's certainly hot button topics, but the most recent hot button word is median, and I'm kind of curious, kind of connecting the dots. Really, no one in the city was really discussing cleaning up the medians until I'm happy to report one of KBOI's very own, Phil Cedar, pioneered the idea of the clean sweep, Operation Clean Sweep, and that would, of course, involve medians. And since he brought that to light, everyone's been talking about medians. I'm kind of curious as to...
It's a good point. Phil Cedar, of course, is the host. He does two garden shows here on the weekend on KVOI, and he's going to have Operation Clean Sweep. I think it's Saturday, October the 20th.
Oh, that's a great idea. I will certainly participate in that. I think it's something much needed. And if our government isn't doing their job, we need to hold them accountable. And it appears this gentleman is bringing this to light, and we need to continue doing that. People need to be involved.
Yeah, Phil Cedar at Green Things Nursery is spearheading that. Ellie Miller, good luck to you, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, coming up now on 17 minutes past the hour of noon, Shelly Fishman is next. Shell, do you have a big smile? No, he's not got doesn't have a big smile. That means the market's a little bit flat today, or down. No, down, quite a bit down. We'll find out in a moment. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pedorthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is now, the man, Shelley Fishman. He's the man I trust with all the top financial news of the day. And Shelley, good to see you.
Bill, how are you?
Well, the markets had three straight down days. How far down were we today? I guess the market already
about
closed.
About 180 points.
What?
I don't know where it wound up.
180?
Not a good day. Yeah, not a good day. We've had some bad forecasts. You know, I always ask the question when the market has a large movement in one direction or another, what's changed? What's different? Or is it just, you know, program trading and a lot of large mechanized trading that's causing it? But there really is something different. Bill, this downturn the past couple of days is really disturbing to me. It's not that we haven't talked about the fact that it was going to happen, but this is based on some real stuff. This isn't just rumors and everybody's unhappy with Europe. We're getting forecasts from U.S. corporations of a weaker third and fourth quarter. And that, when the idea of corporate profits and profitability going down, and complaints from very important economic sources that the strong dollar is making it very difficult for U.S. exporters and manufacturers to sell their products overseas. That and the forecasts for somewhat slower growth in the emerging nations of the world is really causing everybody to say, wait a second, the second half of this year is going to be weaker than we thought. And that's causing the market to go down. And I think this is a rational reason for the market to go down. Yeah. I think CNBC, either over the weekend or on Monday morning, came out with a grim forecast for the second half of the year. Very discouraging stuff. People took it very seriously, I think.
Has this negativity had you reevaluate your forecast?
No. I still think we're going to be up for the year somewhat, 6%. I don't see this as a big surprise. I see it as a correction in attitude and people taking a look at the seriousness of the situation, which is that Europe continues to teeter on the brink. Don't know what the brink of, but it's teetering nevertheless.
And the dollar is
getting stronger
exactly. by the day, actually.
Yeah, and so those things combined with this cliff that we're about to fall off here in the U.S. that nobody seems to have the political courage to do anything about is, I think, combining to create the one thing that markets hate more than anything else, which is uncertainty.
Uncertainty. I want to talk a little bit about the Sunday Review section in the New York Times. Interesting piece that was titled, Our Ridiculous Approach to Retirement. We've talked a lot on our program with you, Shelley, about retirement and what kind of funds folks need. What did you think of this article?
I thought it was a great article. The author is Teresa Ghilarducci, and she's a professor at the New School in New York. Now, when the Sunday Times gives you, 2/3 of a page, I mean, that's a lot of press to get on what is, I think, a politically charged article. And we've been talking on and off about retirement for a long time now, Bill, and how magical thinking kind of comes into the lack of logical assessment that people make of their own prospects for retirement. There are some facts in this article that if they're true, are even worse than the stuff that we've been talking about over the past couple of years. 30%, or rather 70% of people in the retirement red zone, in other words, from 55 on, have less than $30,000 saved for retirement.
I can't believe it. $30,000?
Right. 70% or over 50% of retirees are going to have to live on Social Security. That is going to mean $5 a day for food.
Oh, boy.
Now, if those numbers are anything like correct, first of all, they're much worse than they were several years ago when the number was 50% have less than $50,000. The really crazy thing about this is that people don't seem to be disturbed about it too much. People think that they can, we'll just work longer. And the fact is that people in their late 50s and early 60s can't get jobs. That's the largest and most quickly growing group of unemployed people. And when people our age, Bill, do find new employment, it's typically at less than 70 or 60% of the rate that they were making before.
Yeah, and, big step down.
And that eventually has a permanent effect on their Social Security benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
a spiral that is
very, very dangerous.
Yeah, this is a very serious problem. I haven't seen it written about recently because we're so kind of tied up in the moment of recovering from the recession and the unemployment problem. But the effect on our retirement prospects across the board is huge. The other thing she points out is that the good news for retirees isn't happening to the middle class. The good news for retirees is happening for the people who need it the least. It's happening to the higher wage earners and the people who continue to have jobs. So one of the things, the conclusion, the reason I like the article is because she takes it to the next step. Mm-hmm. She says, look, the big problem here is 401ks, mm-hmm. and that 401ks just have not worked. We've had now, 30 years to work with 401ks as a substitute pretty much for defined benefit plans. And the American populace just is not capable of taking it seriously. You've got to save about 10%. She says 7% if you start at 25 years old. If you wait till you're 50, you've got to save 30% of your salary.
And
nobody's going to do that.
No, nobody's going to.
And so what we need is some solution to this problem that causes people to have to save and creates savings accounts that are guaranteed with guaranteed returns and then have to be annuitized at the end such that you have a guaranteed source of income as you get older.
Well, I'm glad at least somebody's writing about this.
Yeah, it's very important stuff, and it's hard to talk about and it's hard to read, but you can't ignore it. It's not going away. We are going to get older. We're going to have to retire.
Very good information today. Shelley Fishman, where can folks get a hold of you?
795-7950 at Pyramid Federal Credit Union, Bill.
And there is a link at buckmastershow.com that will link you to Shelley Fishman. And Shelley does return phone calls and answers emails very promptly. Shell, have a good rest of the week, okay?
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mitt Romney is accusing the Obama White House of leaking classified details of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, as well as details of covert actions in Iran for political gain. Romney says such leaks compromise troops in the field. He's demanding an investigation by an independent counsel. In the past, the president has denied that such leaks occurred, calling the allegations offensive. The Congressional Budget Office has taken a new look at the president's health care law and says it still expects that law to reduce federal deficits. The Bulgarian prime minister says a suicide bomber who attacked a bus full of Israeli tourists last week did not act alone. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 134 points. The Nasdaq is off 33. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Up 35 now on the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of the show is presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson, visit historic Pinos Altos, City of Rock State Park. You can fish at Lake Roberts and the Bill Evans Lake or hike along the beautiful and very green right now with our summer rains, the Continental Divide Trail. Plenty of great accommodations in Silver City, including Spirit Mountain Lodge, Silver City KOA, Burrow Mountain Homestead RV Park, just to name a few. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Joining us now for his monthly visit to the Buckmaster Show, our consumer affairs contributor, Tom Collier. Tom, how are you today?
I'm good. Tip of the day. Go to your irrigation box and turn the switch to off, at least until Saturday or Sunday.
I know. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
We have not had to water in 4 days up at Hacienda de Buckmaster. So that's pretty cool, huh?
That's very cool.
It seems like it's kind of a monsoon from olden days.
A penny saved is a penny earned. Yes,
that the old timers would talk about, that you could set your watch by the monsoon season, there'd be a thunderstorm every afternoon.
It's classic.
Yeah.
It's classic.
It's a classic. One thing that is, I guess, classic when it comes to scammers, if there's a tragedy somewhere, the scammers will say, oh boy, now we can take advantage of some people
who are
really hurting right now, and now they are focusing on the tragedy in Aurora, Colorado.
They are. And these people are soulless, as far as I'm concerned, and utterly without conscience. And you need to be, people who are listening to us, consumers generally need to be aware of the fact that these types of scammers will use any tragedy, whether it's like when Joplin was wiped out by the tornado, or this horrible, horrible situation in Aurora, to try to separate well-intentioned, well-meaning America. We are a generous people, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
We give when we think people are hurting and having in difficult situations, and people take advantage of that impulse. These scammers do. Let's look at a few tips on what to look out for. First of all, if you're going to give anything in cash, just reserve pocket change for that. Don't give any cash donations. Anybody who says they're going to come out to your house or come out to your office and pick up the donation is a scammer. Write a check, or if you're going to use a debit card or a credit card, make sure that you know the organization that you're giving the money to. one of the impulses that these types of things generate is a good one from commercial enterprises and radio stations and television stations, and that's donate here and we'll make sure that your contribution gets to the folks who need it. That's good and that's wonderful, but I would advise people to keep their donations small, because if you're going to give a significant donation, a couple of $100s or so, mm-hmm. you need to make sure that the entity that you're donating to is tax exempt, because that gives you the opportunity. This is an added benefit that helps your charitable impulse. That gives you the opportunity to deduct that money from your taxes. So the larger organizations, the Red Cross steps into a disaster area, I'm sure there are some counseling agencies that will be helping people cope with the post-traumatic stress that the situation in Aurora is going to generate. But don't hesitate to check out the organizations and ask to see their nonprofit status, ask to see their tax-exempt status before you give. And as I said, if anybody's going to be knocking door-to-door or calling on the phone, those are usually the scammers.
Red flags, yeah.
Red flags.
Court settlement on credit card fees. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, there was a court settlement earlier this month that allowed merchants, it did a bunch of stuff between the credit card processors and businesses that don't really concern consumers, except for the fact that they're going to add to the bottom line of the mm-hmm. price of goods and services. But for years and years and years, you've never been allowed under the merchant agreement with the credit card issuers and the credit card processing companies to charge an additional fee for the use of the credit card. You could give a discount for cash, but you couldn't charge an additional fee. And I've been in little stores where, you know, minimum $5 purchase. There's usually a handwritten sign at the cash register.
Yeah,
minimum $5 purchase to use your credit card.
Yeah.
Or on occasion, I've seen, you know, we'll add 2-3% to your tab because if you pay by credit card. That has always been forbidden. Well, under this new settlement, that is allowed now. And you're looking at businesses being very, very cautious, particularly in this economy, about rolling out an additional surcharge. But stop and think about surcharges. As consumers, we generally tend to roll over and passively pay them. There's a fuel surcharge if you buy an airline ticket.
Mm-hmm.
The lodging industry, hotels and resorts, are particularly skilled and adept at this. Because
with a resort fee, we're seeing
there's the
those.
Resort fee. There's the amenities fee mm-hmm. I've been charged in some hotels where I've stayed at mm-hmm. because that's supposed to pay for the little soaps and bottles of shampoo and the little rag that you're supposed to use
that
to polish your
shoes. That we used to take for granted.
That we used to take for granted and we'd load up the suitcase and
yeah.
come home with all of
yeah.
that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's fees on fees on fees on fees on fees now. And they're all called your cell phone bill or your phone bill. They've got a fee that they pass along to you, which is called the we're mad because we have to pay the cost of this regulatory fee. And this is how much we think it costs us to follow government regulations. So we're going to pass it along to you. And this is what it is. Oh, it's not a tax. It's just a we're mad at government regulation fee, and we're going to pass it along to you. So in this particular instance, I would urge people who whip out the credit card without any hesitation at all to ask, are you going to charge me an extra fee for this? And whether you're using it to make purchases online, which is another subject that we can get into, because now, you know, internet purchases used to be tax-free, tax-exempt.
Right.
Well, they're ginning up a national regimen to allow the states to pass along their sales taxes or collect their sales taxes for online purchases. But anyway, back to the original point. This is quicksand. This is unknown territory, terra incognita right now. So if you use your credit card a lot, make sure that you are aware of whether or not you're going to be charged a surcharge by the merchant.
Tom Collier is with us, 1242 on the Buckmaster Show. The drought, we know, is really impacting. We're in the 15th year of the drought here in Arizona, but if you've seen that map, and I know you have, Tom, of the United States, and just about, other than the states of Maine and Washington, the rest of this country is in a drought, and it's going to impact our grocery bills.
If you've spent any time at all in front of the newscast, you know that it is a drought and that crops are failing and that it is going to impact the grocery bills. I won't go into all the data about, you know, how many pounds of grain it takes to produce a pound of beef and all that kind of stuff, but corn crop, which is in competition, the ethanol producers yeah. are in competition for the food right now. Corn crop, soybean crop in the Midwest are all really stressed out, and production where it has been multiple numbers, you know, double-digit numbers of bushels per acre, is now they're going to be lucky if they get 4 or 5 bushels per acre. The speculators, the commodities markets have gone wild over this kind of stuff. And so the food prices are going to start going up. People who are concerned about this type of thing, who watch their pennies and their P's and Q's, can do a couple of things. Sit down and reevaluate your food budget and actually use a budget. Call it a spending plan if you don't like the word budget. But sit down and look at what needs to be done, what your eating habits are, what you usually buy. Because one of the ways that this situation manifests itself is called the infamous grocery shrink ray. I think we talked about this last month, where the price is the same, but the net contents in terms of, you know, number of ounces in the package stays the same size.
Mysteriously disappearing, aren't they?
There's more airspace at the top of that package of pasta than there used to be. And that's one of the ways that they increase the bottom line without letting you obviously know that it has increased. There are some areas where food prices are going to go up. There's even some general concern that if the shortages are so severe, there may be food riots in other countries. I seriously doubt that we'll have food riots in the United States.
Let's hope.
Who knows?
Tom Collier, thank you very much. We'll look forward to meeting with you in August.
See you next month.
Thanks a lot.
Remember when you used to make mud pies when you were a kid? Here's your opportunity to get down to earth again and have some fun. Come join us for the Silver City Clay Festival, August 3rd through 5th, in unique, beautiful, historic Silver City, New Mexico. This 3-day celebration offers exhibits, 14 fabulous workshops, youth activities, films, and all sorts of mud fun. Everyone is getting in on the clay action. Downtown restaurants, bars, musicians, and more. Also available are free lectures, tours, and clay demonstrations. 2 juried events are taking place, an art tile show and a neo-mimbreño competition. Don't miss the gala opening event at WNMU. For more information or to sign up for workshops, go to clayfestival.com or email info@clayfestival.com or call 575-538-5560. Come have fun and play in the mud with us. See you there.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
From From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:49, and this portion of our program presented in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. And this afternoon, we continue with our ongoing candidate series here on the Buckmaster Show. We are introducing our listeners to the candidates running for office in the upcoming Arizona primary election, where early voting actually begins in a week or so. We'll focus today on District 9, which runs from Interstate 10 on the north side of town, east through the Catalina foothills and the Casas Adobes neighborhood into Midtown Tucson, out to Sabino Canyon. There are 3 Democrats vying for 2 open seats created in the House when Steve Farley moved into the Senate race and Representative Bruce Wheeler found himself in another district. Now we will speak with one of the 3 Democrats, Victoria Steele, joining us, a name many will recall from her days in radio and television. Victoria currently runs a consulting business, student consulting business, and she also does work for the University of Phoenix. Victoria, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you. I'm fine. No, I don't have a student consulting business. I'm a counselor. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and
okay.
I teach.
You work as a consultant. Is that right? Is that
no.
your business? Okay. Tell me what your business is. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. All right. I like talking about what
all
I
right.
do. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I have a private practice. And I see people who are struggling with depression and anxiety and relationship issues and stressful, you know, situations that they're dealing with. I also teach counseling and psychology courses at the University of Phoenix and Prescott College. And I supervise the master's level, the graduate students who are getting ready to do their internships at the University of Phoenix. We have a free counseling center for people, and it's where our students do the counseling. And so I observe them, and I help guide them and teach them, and that's what I do. That's
why did you decide to get into politics, Victoria?
Because in the work that I do, I'm seeing people really struggling. They're really, really having a hard time. And it became really clear to me, Bill, that they're struggling because of things that are happening in large part on our state legislative level. And I thought, wow, this is awful. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I thought, geez, somebody ought to do something about this. And you know, I did my fair share of complaining. Then I thought, you know what? Maybe I'm that somebody. I should be the one to stand up and do this. I can't expect somebody else to stand up and do it. So I'm doing it.
What do you put at the top of your priority? It seems like every candidate I have interviewed says the same thing, jobs. But the question is, how do you get those high-paying jobs here?
High-paying jobs. I know. It's almost like, you know, why do they even bother saying that? And so with that in mind, I went around and started talking to people. All right. How can I put jobs where my mouth is, basically? How
right.
can I really address this? So what I've come up with is on the advice of a lot of people whom this is their specialty area. What I've come up with is we need to focus on those higher-paying, fast-growing industries that are also clean industries. So those industries, from what I can see at this point, are solar, biotechnology, the biosciences, which is agriculture, medicine, pharmacology, building medical labs and hospitals and testing equipment for medical purposes. And those are really fast-growing jobs. And the wonderful thing is they are clean. They, you know, don't really do much harm to the environment on a large scale. And they have jobs across the spectrum, all skill levels. And those jobs need some special skills to be trained. You know, you need to have the knowledge. So one of the areas that we need to focus on in order to be able to really have those industries come to Tucson and grow is we need to train our workforce so that we have a skilled labor pool ready to go to fit into those 21st century jobs. Not just K through 12, not just the children, but also adults, so they can handle all of those. I mean, we can be world leaders in a lot of different areas. And so that is one area. We need to look at our tax code and start sunsetting some of the tax loopholes. We need to look at how much we're spending on prisons. We're spending an enormous amount on prisons, particularly private prisons, when it costs about $6,000, and I'm generalizing here, to send a kid to the, you know, my son is college age. Mm-hmm. It would cost me about $6,000 to send him for a year of college at the U of A. Mm-hmm. But we will spend, as a state, $60,000 to keep somebody in prison for a year. That's where we're putting our emphasis. And you know, as far as I can see, if we keep doing this, we're going to need those prison beds, because our kids, when they become adults, won't be able to find jobs. There won't be any good jobs for them. And I just think our priorities are messed up, and that will help us get jobs.
Victoria Steele is with us, Democrat, who is in a three-way primary in District 9. What separates you from your opponents, Victoria?
Democrat or Republican?
Oh, well, let's talk about emerging, first of all, in the primary, how you will, two of you will go on to face a Republican candidate, Ethan Orr.
Well, I have two Democratic opponents, and we all happen to be friends. So what we can, and we are all quite similar on most of the issues. I think one of the main issues that we might differ a bit on, although not completely, is I seem to be the only one that fully supports the Quality Education and Jobs Initiative.
Right,
I think
that will be on the ballot, the dedicated 1 cent sales tax.
Yes, yes.
So you are in favor of that?
I'm very much in favor
of
that.
And your opponents are
right.
Not.
Well, they've both said that they would vote for it, but they're really not thrilled about it. And I understand not being thrilled about it. But the fact is, it's the only option available to us, because the legislature thus far has not shown that it can be trusted with funding our education. They've
moved
all that
money. So
you
say you're the most enthusiastic of,
yes,
absolutely, of the three candidates,
yes,
when it comes to that 1 cent sales tax.
Yes.
How about Rosemont Mine? How do you feel about that?
You know, I really support mining in Arizona, Bill. I think that it's part of our culture in Arizona. It's part of our traditions. It's, you know, it's an important thing, and we need to do the mining. But this mine at this time, not good. And my main concern about the mines, about Rosemont Mine, is the water usage. How much water is? It's going to take a tremendous amount of water. Where will that water come from? Most likely, it's going to come from under the aquifer, under Green Valley and Saurita. And that's going to harm the people who live there. That's going to harm agriculture. That's going to harm the businesses, the entire community. And then they will leave behind a potential ecological nightmare. And that's very frightening. I think we can add jobs. Yes, we need jobs. But I think we can add jobs and grow our economy in much more sensible ways. I don't think that this is the right way to go. So, you know, that being said, I have to say I'm really not for it.
And, of course, the state legislature really would have no say in the Rosemont Mine issue, but from a private citizen's point of view, you're
right,
not in favor,
exactly,
of it.
I am not in favor of it. At this point, you know, the only way at this point that I can see where the state legislature could have a say in Rosemont would be with regards to water issues. I think also there are federal, as I understand it, federal mining laws that could probably be looked at. But again, that's not the state level. That's the federal level.
So. How about the open primary initiative? The top two, I think they call it.
You know, Bill, I haven't really had a chance to even give that one a lot of thought. You know, I have an election in front of me.
I know.
And that's what I'm focusing on. So I'm going to leave that to other people who have the time to focus on that right now, because I just don't.
How have you structured your campaign? A lot of door-to-door, putting the traditional signs up? And
Yes, my signs just went up today. Just last night, actually. We started putting them up last night. I'm so excited. We've been very fortunate to have just an amazing group of creative people, very talented people working with me.
For more information on the campaign, is it steelforhouse.com?
That's steelefor house.com.
Victoria, good to see you. Thank you very much.
Good to see you too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
I want to tell you that bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available for your home and business. What is it about Culligan? Well, we believe it simply tastes better. That's going to do it for this edition, the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 12:04. Hope you have a great afternoon. See you tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas.